Hour number two of Pensacola right now on this Monday afternoon. I'm Joe. She's Gracie. Thank you for joining us today. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Got good information last hour as traffic was as worse as I've seen recently on the 3 Mile Bridge. We had an earlier accident in the Naval Live Oaks area. So a little slow moving through Gulf Breeze, and that's where we'll start this hour for a quick update on the roads and weather together. Gracie?
Well, roads are looking good right now on the 3 Mile Bridge. It did back up even with three whole lanes. It did back up, but we're moving smoothly now into Gulf Breeze. You are still going to see kind of that typical afternoon traffic getting out of Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards the Naval Live Oaks area. And once you get past Gondolier Boulevard, you'll be completely smooth sailing. Other than that, our roads are looking good. And if you do see something on the roads or have anything that's causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. Help ensure ECUA's recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. You can go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strom.
Partly cloudy heading through the overnight hours. Just a small chance that something pops up like a shower or a thunderstorm. And an overnight low of about 70 is expected. Tuesday, the rain chance is 60%. So we're likely going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds otherwise. Later this week, the weather looks mainly dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 86 and partly cloudy in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
We start this hour with our top three stories. Senator Tim Scott is officially in the race for president.
And I'm running for president of the United States.
That from his speech at Charleston Southern University today. We'll have to see if Governor Ron DeSantis has anything planned for this week. Last week, we reported through CNN and other national news outlets saying that he planned to at least file the paperwork for his candidacy this week. Gracie?
And with the Idaho murders, Brian Koberger's murder trial is scheduled to start on October 2nd. He appeared in court today, where he is formally arraigned for the murder on four murder charges.
And here in Escambia County, the school board will hold an emergency meeting next Tuesday, laying out their future plans as they discuss a contract for the interim superintendent, as well as the process for finding a permanent replacement. Other local news today, charges are now upgraded for a man who is accused of shooting a woman at an Atmore hotel. This happened last week on Wednesday, it was at the Southland Hotel, and a McDavid man, 39-year-old Luis Becerra, was initially charged with attempted murder. However, today, Atmore police say the victim died from her injuries, so that charge is now upgraded to a murder charge. Local reaction from the NAACP Travel Advisory.
I would never tell anyone not to come to Florida. They're coming to visit. I think the advisory is for those who are coming to make this their home. Beware.
That's Rodney Jones, who spoke with Channel 3. He's a lifetime NAACP member and former president of the Pensacola chapter. The nationwide chapter, of course, issued the advisory over the weekend regarding recent policies and bills that the state enacted, including the restriction of DEI programs at colleges and universities, as well as blocking an AP African American Studies course. In Santa Rosa County, plans are advancing now for the construction of a taxiway and apron at Whiting Aviation Park. During the committee meeting today, commissioners are putting on the agenda two interlocal agreements with the Emerald Coast Regional Council to apply for a total of $8.5 million in grants, and assuming that they are successful, this would go towards the construction of the taxiway that would connect Southfield to Whiting Aviation Park for not only Leonardo helicopters, the county's first tenants at the park, but also for any future tenants as well. Finally, locally, Escambia Sheriff's Office continuing investigating a drive-by shooting on Paula Avenue. This was 6:30 this Saturday evening, led to a 25-year-old man dead, another injured. Sheriff's Office doesn't have any suspect information, only saying that the car involved was a newer model sedan with silver trim. Grace, we already talked about the NAACP warning. What else is happening in Florida today?
Well, the former Parkland School resource officer who didn't confront the school shooter, Nicholas Cruz, in 2018, did appear in court today ahead of his trial for child neglect, as well as perjury. And the jury selection is going to be scheduled to start next week with 500 potential jurors being called in.
Of course, hurricane season starts next week, and a tropical disturbance already out in the waters, though not expected to threaten the U.S. The National Hurricane Center says the broad area of low pressure located northeast of the Bahamas is drifting north-northeast in the southwestern Atlantic. It's just got a 10% chance of formation into something stronger over the next 7 days.
And a sales tax holiday could be benefiting Floridians. It could go underway this weekend, assuming that it's signed in time by Governor Ron DeSantis. It's part of a nearly $1 billion proposal for tax relief package, and the measure includes a two-week period dedicated to hurricane supplies, common household items, and pet supplies. The disaster preparedness sales tax holiday would begin on Saturday, go through June 9th, and it would also rerun in August before the peak of storm season, which I believe we did have that last year as well.
Yes, we did. This is a definitely an increase in the number of sales tax holidays that Florida is doing with the budget surplus that they were able to do. So there's the not only the one dealing with the hurricanes also, but there's the back to school holidays, which mm-hmm. are so popular. It's actually two of those, as well as the summer tax holiday, which parks, sporting events, those sorts of things. So the state of Florida really pushing those. A little late to traffic and weather together. I apologize for that, but let's find out what's going on the roads. Gracie?
Well, our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any delays, and our slowdowns on the 3 Mile Bridge cleared up. So 3 Mile Bridge running smoothly into Gulf Breeze. You're still going to see that everyday afternoon traffic once you get through Gulf Breeze proper throughout the Nature Preserve. So just keep that in mind that it is smooth sailing all the way on 98. I am Gracie on News Radio 92.3. We're going to get a quick look at weather. It's partly cloudy in 86 in Pensacola right now. Chances of rain do go up for tomorrow, but right now for tonight, we only have a 20% chance of rain. Again, 86 and partly cloudy in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, with your traffic and weather together.
A meeting at the White House just wrapping up between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden over the debt limit. Here was Speaker McCarthy earlier today.
I have the highest respect for the individuals he has down here working on it. People do have difference of opinion, just like in the country, but you have difference of opinion in your own household.
And McCarthy said that it is possible for Congress to pass a bill to raise the debt limit by June 1st. It's likely, sounds like, that they would have to do it this week, though, in order to do that. So we'll just have to wait and see. Also, TikTok filing a lawsuit against the state of Montana over their new law aimed at stopping people from downloading the app. The company says the statewide ban is unconstitutional and a violation of the First Amendment. Last week, Montana became the first state to ban the social media app. It's 5:20. We'll take a break, come back with more headlines, including a look into what's going on in the world of sports tonight and a lot of pop culture stuff happening as well. That and much more coming up. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe alongside Gracie. I hope you're having a good Monday. Hope work was good, getting back into the swing of things ahead of the three-day Memorial Day weekend, which is always fun around here. Hope you've got you have any big plans for Memorial Day, Gracie?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll maybe try to go to the beach, but I'm sure it's going to be crazy.
It will be absolutely packed, as it always is on Memorial Day weekend. No big plans here. I think we're getting invited to a barbecue or something on Saturday, but elsewhere, nothing major going on, which is just the way that I like it. So, yeah. But, yeah, three-day weekend to look forward to for the holiday. We'll find out if Governor DeSantis will sign the bill that would put into effect the sales tax holidays, the first of which would start on Saturday. So for hurricane preparedness, that would start on Saturday, assuming the governor signs it this week. I would, you know, there's no reason why he wouldn't. He just hasn't signed it yet. Maybe they're just working on the logistics of setting up the signing ceremony for a particular spot in the state this week. 525 right now. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Our slowdowns going into Gulf Breeze have cleared up, so 3 mile bridge looking good, but you're still going to see everyday afternoon delays as you are leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point in front of the Nature Preserve. It's going to clear up after Gondolier Boulevard. Also, we have some slowdowns on 29 northbound right after 9 mile road as you're heading towards 10 mile road. Expect some delays, as well as 29 northbound off of Muskogee Road. Expect some delays. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Tonight, most areas will see quiet weather, but there is a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up, otherwise partly cloudy, low of about 70. Rain chance a little bit on the high side here for Tuesday. A rain chance up there at 60%. Now we'll get some sunshine, then some clouds, and we'll watch for those pop-up thunderstorms. Later this week, though, the weather looks mainly dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
It's 86 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. This traffic and weather report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Also, if you're looking for something fun to do tomorrow, Bands on the Beach is back on Tuesdays. That's thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 p.m. This week is going to be Jordan Chase taking the stage. He's an up-and-coming blues and country songwriter. Jordan Chase was born in Pensacola, Florida, and if you watched The Voice or American Idol, he was on American Idol last season and did pretty well. So make sure to head out for Bands on the Beach. This is a week that you're probably not going to want to miss.
Speaking of American Idol, there's a new winner.
Oh yeah,
we had a 3-hour season 21 finale. I can't believe it's been around for 21 seasons, but Ryan Seacrest announced that 18-year-old Iam Tongi as the winner. Tongi beat out Megan Danielle and Colin Stowe, who were eliminated earlier in the episode. I will be completely honest, Gracie, I have not seen an episode of American Idol since probably season 3.
This season was really good.
Was it?
Yeah, what? I watched a good bit of it. I was never growing up and never really watched American Idol, but you know, Channel 3 covers it.
Right.
Mondays in the studio. Starts up when I'm in the studio, so I kind of got addicted to it. But all the finalists from yesterday's episode were really good. The winner, he kind of went viral, his video, so he's very, very good too. But I think that's why a lot of people voted in for him.
I was always in on the earlier episodes where they'd show the auditions that, you know, didn't have a prayer.
Yeah.
And especially when Simon Cowell was on the show in the early days, that's when I really enjoyed it. But then, yeah, I got over
too nice
pretty quickly. Yeah, that's what I really enjoyed watching there. Also, a pretty awesome moment for band students at Florida's Middleton and Blake High Schools. They got a special visit from somebody who was in town to perform at Raymond James Stadium on Saturday.
I thought I'd come and play some songs for you. I've also brought some guitars to give to you guys for the music department. I'm playing a sold out stadium tomorrow, but I've got tickets for all of you guys to come.
That's pretty cool. Ed Sheeran paying a surprise visit, gave them a private concert as well, playing a few favorites on his guitar. That would be just amazing. You know, I mean, I love Ed Sheeran. I love his music. And I mean, it's, you know, he if you've watched the video, he's got his guitar and he goes up there, and I mean, just the way he plays and sings, I mean, it is so effortless. The fact that he sounds that good without, you know, a professional microphone or anything like that, I mean, it's really amazing. But that was an awesome scene on Friday at Middleton and Blake High Schools as well. Sad story. Actor Ray Stevenson dead today at 58 years old. Variety says that he died Sunday in Italy, just 4 days before his birthday. The Irish actor you may be familiar with, starring in the Thor films as well as King Arthur and Punisher Warzone.
And
Go ahead.
And to wrap up pop culture news, if you watched Fast X this weekend, it did very well. Finished first in the weekend box office, earning $67.5 million. First weekend of release in theaters across U.S. and Canada. Coming in second was Guardians of the Galaxy 3 with nearly $32 million. And Super Mario Bros. Came in with $10 million this weekend in the box office.
Very cool. Fox News Update is coming up, followed by Your Money Now, which is brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
It's Pensacola right now with Gracie and Joe Ford on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 5:35 right now, so let's get a check at the roads. We're looking good right now throughout I-10 and I-110, but we're still seeing some slow-moving traffic throughout Gulf Breeze. The heavy delays on Three Mile Bridge have cleared up, but we are looking good if you are, but we're still seeing some delays. That's going to be if you are leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. So again, looking good on the Three Mile Bridge, but still having that everyday afternoon slowdowns on 98. This traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. Taking a look at our weather, it's partly cloudy right now throughout Pensacola. It's 86 right now with a low of 71 for tonight. Low chances of rain for tonight at 20%, and chances are going to increase for tomorrow. Again, 86 and partly cloudy in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Today's top three stories: Senator Tim Scott officially in the race for president. He announced his candidacy during a speech at Charleston Southern University today. Brian Koberger's murder trial is scheduled to start on October 2nd.
Do you understand the charge in count 5, murder in the first degree? Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
And he appeared in court today where he was formally arraigned on 4 murder charges. And here in Escambia County, the school board will hold an emergency meeting next Tuesday, laying out their future plans, including discussion of a contract for the interim superintendent, as well as the process for finding a permanent replacement. A drive-by shooting on Paula Avenue. Not much is known to investigators. This shooting on Saturday evening at 6:30 left a 25-year-old man dead, another man injured. The sheriff's office says they have no suspect information other than the car involved was a newer model sedan with silver trim. They're asking anybody with information to contact the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. Local reaction to NAACP's travel advisory. Local tourism leaders say they're not expecting any negative fallout.
We have not seen that become a major issue. The Pensacola area is welcoming to all. I mean, that is something that time and again stands out, is how friendly our residents are.
That's Visit Pensacola CEO Darian Schaefer talked with Channel 3. Of course, the big weekend, Memorial Day weekend, it's the annual LGBTQ plus festivities out on Pensacola Beach. Florida drivers can expect to see extra law enforcement on the roadways throughout the week. That includes right here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, as PPD, Escambia, and Santa Rosa sheriff deputies will be taking part in the nationwide Click It or Ticket campaign. And an updated charge now for a shooting from last week inside an Atmore hotel. A female victim that was initially hospitalized since last Wednesday died from her injuries today. The suspect, 39-year-old Luis Becerra, had initially been charged with attempted murder after he was arrested. Now that charge has been upgraded to murder following the woman's death. Statewide note, Gracie, we talked about the NAACP warning African Americans to stay away from Florida. Update on the tropical disturbance ahead of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Well, good news about that is the tropical disturbance is not expected to threaten the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami says that the broad area with low pressure that's located northeast of the Bahamas is drifting north-northeast easterly towards the southwestern Atlantic. So forecasters are giving it a 10% chance of developing into something stronger in the next 7 days.
The former Parkland school resource officer who did not confront school shooter Nicholas Cruz in 2018 appeared in court today ahead of his trial for child neglect, negligence, and perjury.
You can look at it all you want, but in order to be able to get the full picture, you can't leave out the inside of the building.
Prosecutors want the jury to be able to go inside the building. Rather, the defense only wants jurors to be able to walk outside of the building. That from today. Also, jury selection scheduled to start next week. 500 potential jurors being called in to start.
And two parents from Holmes County have been arrested after their two-year-old daughter died after she was left in the car alone for 14 hours. Additionally, investigators found meth and other drugs inside their home, and a four-year-old sibling was placed in DCF custody.
And a man is lucky to be alive after he lost his arm during an alligator attack. This happened in Port Charlotte behind the Banditos bar. The 23-year-old victim was bitten by a 10.5-foot gator yesterday morning. Trappers were able to catch the reptile in a nearby pond.
In national headlines, the former U.S. Marine that's detained in Russia is remaining hopeful about his return home. Paul Whelan told CNN on Sunday that he's positive and confident that the wheels are turning towards his release. He adds that he's been told by the U.S. government that they're working tirelessly to get him out.
A historic conservation deal has been reached by states along the Colorado River in the Biden administration. Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years to help stabilize the river. The Colorado River's flow has fallen by about 20% over the past two decades, causing the nation's biggest reservoirs, Lake Powell and Lake Mead, to drop to critical levels.
And the United Nations nuclear watchdog warns the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe is extremely vulnerable as Russia continues to wage war in Ukraine. The site in southern Ukraine has lost electricity today for the seventh time and has had to rely on emergency generators for power. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency warns the UN that they need to protect the plant immediately or face the possibility of a disaster.
In sports headlines, we've got Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals tonight, 7:30 on ESPN. The Nuggets leading the Lakers 3-0. They will be in Los Angeles hoping to avoid a sweep. Carmelo Anthony, by the way, retiring after 19 seasons today. He was the third overall pick in the historic 2003 draft that included LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. On the ice, 7 o'clock on TNT, the Florida Panthers lead the Hurricanes 2-0. Both of those games won on the road. They're back home for Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. On the diamond, just starting, the Tampa Bay Rays and the Toronto Blue Jays at 5:40. That one just got underway. The Giants and the Twins are at 6:40 on FS1. The Atlanta Braves have a big matchup against the LA Dodgers. That starts at 6:20. And the Florida and the Miami Marlins, rather, they're in Colorado taking on the Rockies. That starts at 7:40. Speaking of the Raiders, NFL legend Tom Brady is one step closer to becoming part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Reports say Brady's purchase of a stake in the team from owner Mark Davis has been agreed to and sent to the league for approval. And another horse is dead after racing at Churchill Downs. They have a serious problem on their hands. The ninth horse that has died at the track in the last few weeks, Swanson Lake, suffered a leg injury during a race on Saturday and was euthanized as a result. Seven horses died in the 9 days leading up to the Kentucky Derby, and another died last week. That's what's going on in the world of sports today.
In health, business, and science headlines, SpaceX capsule carries a former NASA astronaut in a private and three private citizens has docked within the National Space Station. So the spacecraft docked at the station just after 9 a.m. Eastern, and this morning, and this is after the launching from Florida yesterday. The mission was organized by a Houston-based space team and marks the second all-private mission to the space station.
Anheuser-Busch is buying back cases of expired Bud Light from wholesalers. After the Dylan Mulvaney controversy, the beer went unsold after the disastrous marketing partnership. The brewer says it's planning a branding revamp that'll focus on the all-American themes of football and country music.
And the parent company of Facebook and Instagram is facing a record fine. European privacy regulators are fining Meta $1.3 billion over transferring personal data to the U.S. Meta, and says, or U.S. Meta says that this appeal, they're going to appeal this decision and the fine. It's 5:45 right now, so let's get a look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Our heavy delays on the 3 mile bridge have cleared up, but you're still going to see that everyday afternoon traffic getting out of Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And this traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. Let's get a look at our weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Tonight, most areas will see quiet weather, but there is a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up, otherwise partly cloudy, low of about 70. Rain chance a little bit on the high side here for Tuesday, a rain chance up there at 60%. Now, we'll get some sunshine, then some clouds, and we'll watch for those pop-up thunderstorms. Later this week, though, the weather looks mainly dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Partly cloudy right now in Pensacola, with it being 83. It's 82 in Milton and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm a Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Also, make sure to be listening to Pensacola Morning News as well as Pensacola Right Now for a chance to win tickets to go see Laser Invasion at the Sanger Theater. This is going to be, again, at the Sanger Theater, and make sure to be listening to get tickets right here on News Radio 92.3.
A dad in Massachusetts paying out big time to make sure his daughter and her friends could see Taylor Swift in concert. Anthony Silva initially paid $1,800 for tickets through StubHub. However, the tickets never arrived. So he thought he was in a pinch, and in order to make his daughter happy, he went to a different site and he paid $21,000 for tickets.
Why even say that out loud? If you did do that, why?
Keep that one under wraps.
Yeah, why admit to it? Well, if you are a Lego and Pac-Man fan, this set might be the one for you. Lego is celebrating the Pac-Man release of more than 2,000 piece set. It's based on the 1980s arcade game, which features a light brick to light up the coin slot. The Lego set doesn't work like the actual gaming system, but the company says that the fans are going to love the retro game details.
Fast X finishing first at the box office, earning $67.5 million in its first weekend of release across U.S. and Canada. Coming in second was Guardians 3 with nearly $32 million, followed by the Super Mario Brothers movie with almost $10 million.
And if you're a fan of American Idol, you probably watched the finale last night. There's a new American Idol winner. During Sunday's three-hour season 21 finale, Ryan Seacrest announced the 18-year-old E.M. Tongi, the winner. Tongi beat Megan Daniel and Colin, who were eliminated earlier in the episode.
The town of Kyle, Texas, has failed for the fourth time to set the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same name. The Gatherings of the Kyles took place yesterday at Lake Kyle Park. They got more than 1,800 Kyles to show up. However, it was not enough. The record is held by a gathering of more than 2,300 Ivans in Eastern Europe.
And if you're looking for a side hustle and like TikTok, a company's going to pay you $100 an hour to watch TikTok for 10 hours. This influence marketing agency is looking to pay three people $100 per hour to go on TikTok for 10 hours watching sessions. So it has to be at once. The company is hoping that this is going to emerge trends online, and you can apply at their website to go on this 10-hour long marathon, really, of TikTok.
So $100 an hour for 10 hours.
Yeah.
So that's $1,000. Yeah.
A day's work for $1,000, not
bad. Yeah, that's not
bad
at all.
Your brain,
I mean, I could, I wouldn't say 10 hours, but I mean, I could get a solid, like if I put my mind to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I had the opportunity and the time and the freedom to do it, I could sit for about a solid 3 hours pretty easily, I think, and just scroll through TikToks.
I think I have. On multiple occasions, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. So, you know, 10 hours, I mean, on the one hand, that's pretty easy. I would say, yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely, I could do that. But, I mean, 10 hours, but, I mean, $1,000 for 10 hours. I mean, that's just to watch TikToks. Now, I mean, can I just scroll through them, or do I have to watch every single one? That's a question, because once, you know, if it's too long, I'm probably out on that. I just, you know, okay, you know, that's too long. But scrolling through, if I have the freedom to do that and pick which ones that I stay through the end of,
yeah,
I might be able to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
5:50, we'll come back and talk some good news, including one local woman celebrating a pretty impressive birthday. We'll talk about that coming back. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Here on News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. I'm Joe alongside Gracie. The text line always open, 850-437-1620. Always looking forward to your feedback and as well as your help when it requires it. And of course, during the 4 o'clock hour, we had a mess on the roads along 98 through Gulf Breeze. Thankfully, that's all clear now. But that was the first time that I can recall through the afternoons, at least somewhat recently, is seeing that much of a backup on the 3 mile bridge, especially since it reopened to three lanes each way. So it was a major slowdown.
So now we know even with three lanes,
it will still back up majorly. Yep. But so we'll get a local update on the roads and weather here in about 60 seconds. Today's top three story, Senator Tim Scott officially in the race for president as he announced his speech, candidacy rather, during a speech at Charleston Southern. Brian Koberger's murder trial will start on October 2nd. He was arraigned on 4 murder charges today. And next Tuesday, the Escambia School Board will be holding an emergency meeting to lay out their future plans as far as a contract for the interim superintendent, as well as finding a permanent replacement, what that will look like. Gracie, how about some good news today?
Well, we have some good news that came out of Arizona. A homeless man in Phoenix helped a woman save her two daughters in a fire last Thursday. That's Joseph Collins. They were asleep on the second floor apartment when she woke up and saw flames. Joseph heard her calling for help and scaled the fence into her yard. She dropped down her kids from the window and he caught them both. He also caught her two dogs, and then she jumped and he caught him too. She said that he absolutely saved their lives.
Go ahead.
The fire and stuff.
So I opened my front door and there was flames there. So I just went and woke my daughters up, and I knew I couldn't get out through the front, so I just went to my room and I started screaming for help. And
hopped over the fence. The lady was screaming and crying and stuff, and told her to hand me the babies down, and she was like, "Don't drop them."
And I threw them out the window. I threw both my puppies, and then I threw myself.
Wow. So her two dogs, her kids, and her, this homeless man saved all of them.
And he lived in a tent on the other side of the apartment complex, like on the other side of the fence.
That's a cool story. 5:55, I got one more good news. Involves a local woman here. We'll tell that right after traffic and weather together.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with our with the 3 mile bridge now looking good. We still have some typical afternoon traffic on 98, but nothing that's going to really slow you down. If you do see something, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Also, if you're thinking about selling a house, make sure to think Christina Leavenworth. Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. It's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Taking a look at weather, it is 83 and partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Really no high chances of rain. We are going to see that tomorrow. Again, 83 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And a happy birthday to Margaret Beresford. She celebrated her 105th birthday today at Haven of Our Lady of Peace Nursing Home here in Pensacola, surrounded by family, friends, and staff at the Ascension Nursing Home. The theme of her party, the Florida Gators, her favorite team. I will not hold that against her. Ascension says Beresford spent around 40 years in education, dedicating a large portion of that time at Pensacola State College. 105 years old. My great-grandmother lived to be 104. That is the oldest person that I have ever personally met in my life. My great-grandmother, fun fact, lived in three centuries. She was born in 1898 and died in 2002. So that's a fun fact about my family tree. But yeah, Margaret Beresford, 105 years old. That's awesome. And did an interview with Channel 3. So very impressive in her 105th year. So that is awesome. Coming back next hour, we'll have a full look at what's going on here locally. We'll hear from Senator Tim Scott, as well as a lot of local stuff to get to. Local agencies participating in Click It or Ticket. We've got Santa Rosa County leaders moving forward the plans for a Whiting Aviation Park taxiway. And it's hurricane season. Well, it starts in a week anyway, formally, but we've already got a disturbance out there. Thankfully, it's not going to affect our area or really any area of the U.S., thankfully. But the official start of the hurricane season is a week from today. It starts June 1st, so that's Tuesday. We'll hear from the Florida Public Service Commission as they are holding a conference ahead of hurricane season, what forecasters are projecting, and a lot will depend on El Nino, so we'll hear from that. Sports news, we've got game four of the Western Conference Finals, the Lakers trying to avoid a sweep against the Denver Nuggets. That game starts at 7:30. On ESPN. And hockey, the Florida Panthers trying to go up 3-0. That series starts at 7 o'clock on TNT. It's 5:59. The Channel 3 news update for 6 o'clock is coming up, and all of your top headlines are right after that. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.